Good morning. It's June 26th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is Farrier. I have no need of a bull from your stall or goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. From Concerning Sacrifice, Psalm 50:9. Your level of familiarity with the title of this devotion may well be determined not only by your level of education, but where you grew up and reside currently. There are occupations in this world that are carried out in such a way that they rarely meet the general public's eye. We were on a shuttle bus from the brand new, gorgeous terminal at the Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans to the rental car center. Virtually all the occupants were wearing the ever-present 2020 pandemic face masks currently required for air travel. One moment before the bus pulled away from the curb, a final passenger came bounding through the double doors, put her two rugged-looking bags on the rack, and took the only seat remaining next to my wife and me. She was a tanned, fit, mid-30s strawberry blonde in a pink sweatshirt and jeans. Her ebullient demeanor was easier to assess than everyone else's because she wore no mask. It was obvious from her open and friendly face that a mask on her would have seemed a crime against nature. We commented briefly on the degree of misinformation about COVID-19 across the country and how the world seems to have forgotten that the original intent of wearing a mask, which was to prevent droplet exposure to others, if you were symptomatic. We told her she didn't have to mask for us. We only had them on to make others feel comfortable at this point. We established that she was only in New Orleans for a one-night stay, and that she traveled a lot with her job. Holding onto the metal pole on the shuttle, we all noticed she had a similar bruise to my wife on her right thumb. The etiology of my wife's injury was unclear, but our new friend told us about each scar on her hand and which part of the pig had caused it. Some were crush injuries from their incredibly powerful bites. Others were tusk injuries. Turns out Emily, that was her name, travels the world teaching a technique for calming and subduing pigs and cows and horses while working on their feet. As a farrier, she was trained to shoe horses, but over time her specialization became hoof care for all of them. She had lots of pictures on her phone. Some of them were harder to look at than mine from surgery. For two decades, she has been a traveling hoof care specialist, treating pigs' hooves, tusks, ears, and eyes, as well as providing foot care for horses, mules, donkeys, goats, sheep, chickens, and occasionally even dogs and cats. Now, some of you might think that Emily's particular occupation is mundane, but I'm telling you, she had an enthusiasm for what she does that would absolutely knock your socks off. There's a foot joke in there somewhere. The point is, she's an example of exactly what God wants us to do when he tells us to, quote, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, unquote. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, you are encouraged to do it with an awareness of God's character, reflected in us, an awareness of his presence. No matter what your occupation, your work is important to God. If we learn nothing else from the pandemic of 2020, it's that literally everything is connected. The ripple effect of each industry and service affected is remarkable. In the same way, if you work in the factory that makes wooden pallets and wake up thinking you wish you did something important, something that served others, consider that your pallets carry the vegetables on the trucks that carry the fresh produce to distributors who pass the pallets onto more trucks and take the food to stores so that people can buy them, bring them home, serve their families, and keep their children healthy and growing. Emily trims nails on pigs' feet. Those are God's pigs, just like the cattle on a thousand hills. Get up every morning and plan to work as for the Lord. Do your best as though he were standing right in front of you, because he is. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We know you've given this earth into our care, all the plants and animals and oceans and atmosphere. All our jobs are important to you. We ask your Holy Spirit to encourage us each day, to remember that when our work seems boring or unimportant, that we're all interconnected, and each small task done correctly is useful to man as a whole and a service to you. We'll see you tomorrow.